at IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's holding a full staff meeting at this hour to discuss his political future after a racist photo from his 1984 medical school yearbook surfaced. As recently as Saturday, Northam declared he would not be stepping down, despite growing calls from Democrats and Republicans for him to do so. Someone who says that it's a rush to judgment is Virginia Democratic Representative Jim Moran.
Even if the worst-case scenario is true, I think there is an issue of redemption.
Today, the first day of jury deliberations in El Chapo's federal drug conspiracy trial in Brooklyn, New York. Jurors have heard from over 50 people in Joaquin Guzman's three-month-long trial. The 61-year-old facing life in prison if convicted on more than a dozen counts of drug trafficking and money laundering. Boston police report just one person arrested after celebrations for the Patriots' sixth Super Bowl title. The victory parade in Boston's tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is honoring a deputy killed over the weekend in Claremont County, ordering flags at the Ohio State House to be lowered to half staff. DeWine issuing the order yesterday in memorial of the service of Detective Bill Brewer, who died on Saturday in the line of duty while responding to a call of a barricaded suicidal suspect in Pierce Township when officials say he was shot by 23-year-old Wade Edward Wynn. DeWine ordering the flags to stay lowered until sunset on the day of Brewer's funeral. Millions of Americans are expected to call out of work today with what's known as Super Bowl fever. The Monday after the big game has one of the highest call-out rates of the year. More than 8 million people planned ahead by taking today off, but nearly 5 million more are expected to call in sick. Millions of others will either show up late or go home early. Super Bowl fever isn't just limited to workers, by the way, as bosses are often guilty of it, too. This follows this year's Super Bowl, which was the lowest scoring ever. The New England Patriots keeping the crown when they beat the L.A. Rams 13-3. And Egypt's Ministry of Antiquities says 40 mummies have been discovered in a tomb dating back between 323 B.C. and 30 B.C. The mummies include men, women, and children. Experts believe they probably all belong to one wealthy family. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we are sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most advanced and expert at keeping you healthy, well, and at the weight you want to be. Let's take a look at what the weather is going to be like for today. Today, sunny with a high near 55 degrees, south wind from 3 to 5 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy fog after 10 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 33 degrees, light southwest wind. And then Tuesday, patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 60. Calm wind to become west 5 to 9 miles per hour.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miolo with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we are sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. And today we've got an interesting topic that we're going to be discussing as we go along here and all. We're going to be taking a look at what the chakras are of the body and basically a healing technique that has been around for many, many, many years. So let's get right into it and get started with this and all. What are the chakras and just how are they and who are they and where are they and all? You're already familiar with your physical body. You know how it feels to flex or extend an area of your body, that the muscles are attached to your bones, that your nerve signals to your limbs, torso, and head, and that what you eat and drink affects your health. In these ways, you can already see how aspects of your physical being are connected to each other and how your perceptions through touch, smell, taste, sight, and hearing inform each other, creating your life experiences. However, your physical body is not the only body you have. Whether you're studying chakras or quantum physics, you come to learn that everything is energy with its own vibrational frequency. From the most basic atom that creates our cells, our organs, our bones, our muscles, and bodily systems, to the most expansive planet in the solar system, everything is made of energy. And that energy has many names: chi, ki, chai, prana, mana, orific forces, bioplasma, and life force energy, among many others. The energy body is the human energy field that extends beyond the physical body. Much of your physical body consists of many layers: your nervous system, musculature, skeletal system, with intricate overlapping functions. Your energy body also consists of many interacting layers. Like your physical body, each layer serves a specific purpose, and the layers work collectively as one. Together, the layers of your energy body are called your aura. Your aura interacts with your physical body as well as your energy centers or chakras. The word chakra is derived from Sanskrit word chakra, meaning wheel. It was first mentioned in the ancient Hindu texts that date to around 150 BCE. Throughout history, many cultures, including the Egyptians, the Hindus, Chinese, the Greeks, the Native Americans, the Incas, and the Maya, among others, all have known of these energy shedders or chakra systems to be reflections of the natural law that exists within the universe and an intertwined counterpart to our physical selves. Chakras are energy vortexes that exist within each of us. These energy vortexes transport energy from the universe around you into your aura and body, as well as between the physical body and the layers of your aura. You can think of your chakra system as similar to the spiritual bloodstream. Blood carries oxygen, nutrients, and hormones throughout the body, helps regulate and balance the body, and protects the body by removing waste products and clotting when the body is harmed. Much in the same way your bloodstream connects and supports your many other physical body systems, your chakra system connects and supports your physical self and energy self. All living things, human, animal, plant, trees, even the earth itself, has a chakra system, a living system of energy vortexes that exist within them. There are seven major chakras in the human body, as well as several minor ones. Each one is associated with a specific organ and gland, physical functions and dysfunctions, and emotional, mental, and spiritual issues. We'll get into more specifics about each as we go along. When we get in touch with the energy within our chakras, we connect with ourselves more fully and learn how to heal ourselves on all levels, creating true holistic healing. This is why mindfulness-based practices such as meditation help connect the mind with the body and spirit, why certain physical activities can help clear your head and feel more centered, and why cultivating your spirit heals your body and mind. In other words, it's all connected. Feel your chakras. So let's just kind of get an idea of what's going on here. To get in touch with your energy, hold your hands about 1 inch apart, palms facing each other. Get familiar with the warmth and the energy exchange between your hands. Our hands contain minor chakras. Separate your hands slightly, stretching out the energy between your palms. Then bring them together, again, condensing your energy. Repeat a few times, playing with the energy between the palms of your hands. Don't worry if you don't feel or seem to feel anything at first. Relax, clear your mind, and continue to practice, remaining open and in tune with yourself. As you become more familiar with your energy, you will not only be able to notice the warmth of your hands, which will increase even when your hands are farther apart, but also a slight energy charge between them. With time and patience, you'll be able to feel this charge more strongly even when you separate your hands further apart. You can feel your major chakras too. For instance, to feel your heart chakras, place both hands at the center of your chest. Take a slow, steady breath through your nose. Feel the warmth and inner glow underneath your hands. You are not only feeling your heartbeat or the coursing of your blood, but also the sensation of your heart chakra expanding. If you feel it, congratulations. If you don't feel it right now, just continue practicing. We had taken a class called Qigong, which is the next level up from Tai Chi. And in this 8-week class and stuff, we learned how to do different katas or motions and stuff to help liberate and channel that chi or the energy of the body. And it was quite interesting. At the end of the hour class, everyone noticed the room smelled a little bit like burnt wood. And if you looked at your palms of your hands in the center of it, they're about the size of a quarter. It was bright white or red. And what that was from learning how to liberate and move your chi around in your body. And it was quite an interesting class. I recommend it highly to anybody who has the opportunity to be able to do that. We had taken it from Fran and Brian up in Warren, New Jersey, two excellent practitioners and just human beings themselves, and they were very, very accommodating of anything we wanted. We're going to take a little commercial break, and we will be right back.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced in the healthcare and weight loss industry. And today we're talking about the power of the chakras to heal. And so we were just talking a little bit about the history of it, and we're going to continue on with it. Knowledge of chakras for healing and enlightenment is ancient wisdom, wisdom that has been known in many ancient cultures for centuries. More recent interest in chakras is because we are starting to feel more and more that focusing solely on our physical health is not bringing us complete wellness. Despite the many breakthroughs of modern medicine, something still feels missing or off, even though we are can't quite put our finger on it. Modern Western medicine contributions to health have been amazing and appreciate its value. And this is all some of the things that we have to kind of take a look at. When our chakras are in balance, our lives are in complete harmony, and our health is good. If a chakra becomes blocked, we will eventually experience emotional distress and disease. Because everything is energy, when we heal and maintain our energy body's health through modalities like acupuncture, Reiki, meditation, yoga, Qigong, chiropractic, and others, and make better lifestyle and diet changes, we actually heal issues that may come up before they manifest in the physical form. Here's just some interesting myths about chakra healing. Chakra healing is an outside job. Whether or not you receive outside healing assistance from a practitioner in your chakra healing journey, in the end, you are the one who is still the healer of you, not someone else. This is something I always tell my patients, even though I may sometimes use the term healer in connection with what I do. Healing is always an inside job, meaning it comes from within. While healing practitioners can guide you on your journey, we are each responsible for our own healing. Chakra healing is affiliated with a specific religion. Although the original source of chakra system came from religious texts, chakra healing has since expanded to reach a broader understanding and practice and is now embraced by people from many walks of life. Cultivating chakra health has become an important practice for many on a spiritual path and is not associated with any specific religion. Chakra healing is a form of demonic or dark ritual. True chakra healing done right is quite the opposite of demonic. You are infusing light, awareness, and consciousness into your body, mind, spirit, and heart, all of which dispel darkness. So here's some chakra healing warnings. There's always a, label and stuff that says, you know, contrary to what you would need. These are contraindications and all. Those starting out with the chakra healing lose patience with themselves very quickly. Often they begin to judge themselves as failures if they don't see immediate progress. Please remember that everyone is different. Everyone has their own perfect timeline of their personal unfolding, and everything is happening exactly as it should, including your healing. Chakra healing, whether it's being cultivated to address a specific issue or to attain enlightenment, is an inner exploration, not a goal. Because of this, just as with physical healing, chakra healing is not something you can simply speed up. However, receiving healing treatments and other techniques can clear out energetic debris and bring your energy centers more into harmony, and that's what we're always looking to do. Transformation takes patience. Be compassionate with yourself and blossom. And so let's take a look about these things. Now, where the heck are they and how do you find them? The foundation of chakra systems consists of seven major chakras within the body. They each serve a purpose and are all interconnected. The crown chakra has to do with spirituality. The third eye chakra has to do with intuition. The throat chakra, communications. The heart chakra, love and compassion. The solar plexus chakra, self-esteem and power. The sacral plexus chakra, sexuality and creativity. The root chakra, survival, being, and family. The upper three are considered the spiritual chakras. The spiritual chakras focus on our connection to the divine, as well as our higher self, that version of ourself that is trapped into our purest expression of love, wisdom, and power. The lower three chakras are considered the physical chakras. They ground us as human beings on earth. Both the spiritual and physical chakras are connected in the center through the heart chakra. So let's talk a little bit about the individual chakras and how they are and what they are and how they exist. The first of the physical chakras is the root chakra, the chakra largely responsible for how safe and secure you feel. So again, we're at the very bottom. When the root chakra is out of harmony, there is an inability to trust nature. We feel ungrounded, feel disconnected from Mother Earth, have issues around tribal beliefs, our identity in relationships to tribal consciousness, or family room, do not feel secure in the knowledge that our most basic and primal needs are being met, such as food, shelter, clothing, and love, function out of fear and feel unsafe. When the root chakra is in harmony, we are profoundly connected to nature, feel grounded, trust in the natural laws, and are able to move with the even flow of life. We also come from a place of understanding that we will always be provided for and that we are connected to our tribal consciousness and family in healthy ways, and we feel safe. There's several different names for it. First chakra or base chakra. Where is it located? At the perineum between the genitals and the anus at the base of the spine. What's the best color for treating this and all? It's red. The element is earth. The affirmation is I am. The glands that's associated with it is the adrenals. The physical body part, base of the spine, legs, bone, feet, rectum, immune system, and large intestines and teeth. What's the life lesson? To feel safe and secure in the physical plane, to manifest our basic needs, and to cultivate healthy physical sexuality. physical dysfunctions that occur when you're out of harmony, chronic low back pain, sciatica, varicose vein, rectal tumors, cancer, hemorrhoids, constipation, degenerative arthritis, knee problems, depression, immune-related disorders, and weight problems. What kind of a mental and emotional issues? Physical, family, and group safety and security. Ability to provide for life's necessities. Ability to stand up for self. What's a possible cause of an energy blockage? Fear of being alive. Guilt. And some ways people use crystals or stones to work with them. So ruby, garnet, black tourmaline, bloodstone, hematite, onyx, red jasper, lodestone, smoky quartz, or fire agate. Essential oils. Now, another way you could do that is by rubbing oils and stuff. Myrrh, sandalwood, and spikenard are common ones to use. The next chakra is the sacral plexus chakra. Located above the root chakra is the sacral plexus, the second chakra, and the one most closely connected with sexual and reproductive activities, as well as emotions and creativity. We have difficulty when this chakra is out of harmony. You have difficulty expressing our feelings or are cut off from them, are out of touch with pleasure, and hold unprocessed anger. We feel stifled in our creativity and resentment for not being able to birth our ideas into the world. We also have many relationship issues, whether it's platonic or romantic. Reproductive issues, feeling unstable or unhealthy around aspects of our sexuality. There will also be feelings of shame. We also have issues around money and abundance, either placing an overemphasis on obtaining material goods or not owning our abundance at all. When the sacral plexus chakra is in harmony, we are in the flow of our creative expression, in touch with pleasure, able to share or express feelings in a healthy way, create and maintain healthy relationships, and are connected to the emotional aspects of sexuality in ways that sustain us. We feel at peace with our abundance, and may even be in touch with our the gift of taking in intuitive information through feelings. We have also have a healthy relationship to money and easily cultivate abundance in our lives in this balance. Other names, second chakra, chakra, sacral chakra, pelvic chakra, or navel chakra. It's located 2 inches below your navel. The color is orange. The earth element is water. The affirmation is I feel. The glands, ovaries, and testicles. Physical body parts, womb, genitals, lower vertebrae, pelvic, appendix, bladder, hip area, and kidneys. Life lessons, to use emotions to connect with others without losing our identity, and to freely express creativity and healthy emotional sexuality. Physical dysfunction, people would have chronic lower back pain, sciatica, gynecological problems, pelvic pain, impotence, frigidity, ureter and bladder kidney problems. Mental emotional issues would be guilt and blame, money, sex, power and control, creativity, ethics, honor in relationships. Possible causes of blockages, sexual abuse or trauma, rape, or gender issues. Now, if you were trying to treat this, you would use amber, moonstone, coral, sunstone, and you would use the lemon, rosewood, and sandalwood essential oils. The solar plex chakra is the next one that we will come up to. And This is above the sacral plexus chakra, is the chakra that corresponds with our personality, self-esteem, and sense of worth, the solar plexus chakra. When the solar plexus chakra is out of harmony, we have a need to dominate and control, have a great need for prestige and keeping up appearances, and we function through the world with deep feelings of inadequacy. In short, we do not respect ourselves and may even manifest self-hatred. We may give away our powers to others, leaving us with no sense of self. When the solar plexus is in harmony and balance, we feel whole, centered in who we are, know our self-worth, cultivate our personal power in healthy ways, and are in touch with our inner warrior. There is a balance between spiritual and material worlds. We develop tolerance and acceptance of ourselves as well as others and feel inner peace and calm. Other names for this solar plexus chakra would be third chakra or the power chakra. Where is this located? 2 inches above the navel. Its color would be yellow and the earth element would be fire. Affirmation is, I can. The glands that are associated are the pancreas and the adrenals. The physical body part would be the abdomen, stomach, upper intestines, liver, gallbladder, spleen, and middle of the spine. The life lesson is to experience the depth of who we are with self-empowerment and self-esteem. To live our life, task, or soul life's purpose. If there's any kind of dysfunctions or stuff, the physical aspects would be arthritis, gastric or duodenal ulcers, colon intestinal problems, pancreatitis, diabetes, chronic or acute indigestion, anorexia or bulimia, liver or adrenal dysfunction, fatigue, hepatitis or diabetes. Mental or emotional issues that would be associated with a out of balance solar plexus would be trust, fear, intimidation, self-esteem, self-confidence, self-respect, care of self and others, responsibility for making decisions, sensitivity to criticisms, personal honor. Possible causes of an energy blockage in the solar plexus would be stuffed or repressed anger, issues of control, especially in areas related to power. In order to try to heal and make an attempt with that, with crystals, we would use the amber, yellow topaz, yellow tiger's eye, yellow agate, or quartz. Essential oils would be lemon, lavender, rosewood, or rosemary. Really kind of interesting. If we were to move on now to the next chakra, that would be the heart chakra. The heart chakra holds our connection to both the physical and the spiritual aspects of ourselves. Because it is at the pivotal location connecting the physical and spiritual chakras, it is also how we get in touch with our higher self in relation to the rest of the world and even the universe. When the heart chakra is out of harmony, we are disconnected from ourselves. We have difficulty loving ourselves or giving love from a genuine place. And we do not feel deserving of love and therefore have difficulty receiving love and are out of touch with who we are. And develop depression from lack of connection to self. But when the heart chakra is in harmony or in balance, we are fully connected to ourselves, cultivate joy easily, love and accept ourselves, and as an extension, others. We give and receive love genuinely and cultivate compassion for self and others. Other names for the heart chakra would be the fourth chakra. It's located at the center of the chest. Its color is green. Its earth element is air. Affirmation is I love. The glands would be the thymus, physical body part would be the heart, the pericardium, the circulatory system, lungs, shoulders, arms, ribs, breast, and the diaphragm. The life lesson would be to experience compassion and connection with oneself and others. If you have a physical dysfunction going on, you would have congenitive heart failure, heart attack, heart disease, asthma, allergies, lung cancer, bronchial pneumonia, lung disease, breast cancer, or high blood pressure. Mental emotional issues, love and hatred, resentment, grief, self-centeredness, loneliness, forgiveness, compassion, hope, and trust. What would possibly cause energy blockages in the heart chakra? Repressed heart attack or grief. Crystals, rose quartz, emerald, jade, green calcite, green kainite, and peridot. Therefore, for the color. Essential oils would be rose, grenadium, lavender, melissa, lemon balm, and yin yang. The throat chakra, the first of the spiritual chakras, the throat chakra has much to do with our true, authentic voice, where faith and understanding combine. When the throat chakra is out of harmony, we have difficulty speaking our true or expressing ourselves, feel silenced and judged for what we say, feel out of alignment with who we are, and feel out of touch with our will to live. But when the throat chakra is in harmony, our will to live is strong and we are able to follow our dreams. We speak our truth where we say what we mean and mean what we say. We express ourselves easily, creatively, and authentically, listening to our inner voice and have a balance between silence and speech. Another name for the throat chakra would be the fifth chakra, located at the front of the base of the neck at the hollow of the collarbone. The color would be light blue. The element, earth element, would be sound. Affirmation, throat, would be thyroid, or the affirmation would be I speak. The gland is the thyroid or the parathyroid. Physical body parts would be the throat, trachea, neck vertebrae, mouth, teeth, gums, esophagus, hypothalamus, shoulders, arms, and hands. The life lesson is to speak and receive the truth. Physical dysfunction, rhapsody or sore throat, mouth ulcers, gum difficulties, temporal mandibular joint, stiff neck, scoliosis, swollen glands, or thyroid problems. Mental emotional issues would be strength of will, personal expression, following one's dreams, using personal power to create, choice and capacity to make decisions, addiction, judgment, criticism, and faith. What would possibly block this? Difficulty in expressing oneself, withholding or swallowing words, suppressing creative talents. Crystals in order to help heal would be turquoise, blue kyanite, aquamarine, celestial, lowlight, sodalite, lapis lazuli, and essential oils would be lavender, rosemary, frankincense, German chamomile, and hops. The next chakra would be the third eye chakra. The sixth chakra, the third eye chakra, is associated with our sixth sense. It is the center of our wisdom, spiritual insight, and intuition. When the third eye chakra is out of harmony, we focus only on our intellect and reject all spiritual aspects of ourselves. We do not trust nor are aware of our intuition, are only able to see the physical reality of life, and carry a lot of fear in regard to our inner wisdom. When the third eye chakra is in harmony, we invite our intuition and awareness into everyday aspects of our life. We trust our inner vision and act upon what our intuition tells us, which makes it stronger. We have a deep knowledge beyond what we can physically see, and are even in touch with our clairvoyancy, the gift of taking in intuitive information through sight and vision. Other names for this third eye chakra would be the sixth chakra, the brow chakra, or the forehead chakra. Where is it located? Between the eyebrows. Its color is indigo. Its earth element is light. Affirmation, I see. The gland would be the pineal gland. Physical body parts would be the brain, the nervous system, the eyes, ears, and the nose. Life lesson is to use insight and intuition to see past the physical. Physical dysfunction would be brain tumors, hemorrhage, stroke, neurological disturbances, blindness, deafness, full spiritual difficulty, learning disabilities, seizures, headaches, and blurred vision. Mental and emotional issues associated would be self-evaluation, truth, intellectual abilities, feeling of adequacy, openness to the ideas of others, ability to learn from experience, emotional intelligence. Possible causes of energy blocks could be a lack of trust in one's intuition. Crystals would be amethyst, tanzanite, clear quartz, star sapphire, kyanite. Essential oils would be lavender, frankincense, and sandalwood. And then the last or the seventh chakra that we'll talk about is the spiritual chakra. The crown chakra is a source of connection to the divine and our higher selves. When the crown chakra is out of harmony, we feel totally disconnected from the divine source, universe, goddess. We may even have anger at God. We have difficulty trusting our path and our lives in general. We feel depressed, alone, unsatisfied with life, and unable to let go of anxiety and fear. When that crown chakra is in balance, though, we live in the knowledge of unity, the idea that we are all connected. We understand that we are individual reflections of the divine, trust that we are connected to the divine, and understand that our individual identity goes beyond the physical form. We are also more able to easily elevate our consciousness. Other names for this chakra, the crown chakra, would be the seventh chakra. Its location is at top and center of the head. The color would be purple, white, or gold. The element would be pure thought. Affirmation would then be, I know. The glands would be the pituitary. Physical body parts would be muscular system, skeletal system, skin, the cerebral cortex, and the central nervous system. Life lesson would be to experience the divine meaning of life. Any kind of physical dysfunction would be energetic disorders, depression, chronic exhaustion that is not linked to physical disorder, extreme sensitivity to light, sound, and other environmental factors, convulsions, apathy, and alienation. Mental emotional issues would be ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage, selfishness, ability to see the larger pattern or picture, faith, inspiration, spirituality, and devotion. What would possibly cause a block in this energy? Lack of trust in the divine or life, unresolved anger towards the divine. Crystals to work with this would be amethyst, clear crystal, diamonds, moonstone, selenite, kunzite, and white topaz. Essential oils would be frankincense, peppermint, sandalwood, and lotus. Working with these chakras and all, we're going to take a little quick commercial break here, and we will be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. We've been discussing this ancient form of therapy called chakra, and there's many different ways of doing and working with it and stuff. And we had just gone through and located and discussed the location and the earth elements and what crystals and what oils, essential oils, would be good for it and stuff. One of the things that you have to start to do with something like this is you have to start getting clearer in as far as what your goals are and how to implement and all. One of the biggest things is changing old habits. Breaking old bad habits can help your healing imbalances in your chakra by creating new, healthier habits. The purpose is behavioral and lifestyle changes help us interrupt our regular everyday patterns of thinking and reacting to the environment. Oftentimes, imbalances that we hold in our chakras can be healed in part by shifting our consciousness around long-standing beliefs about ourselves and how we interact with others. This is where affirmations come into hand. And with us here at Nutrimost of Flemington, not only do we look at things physically, emotionally, and nutritionally and stuff, but we also have a vast knowledge of affirmations that are going to put you in the proper mindset to move you along. How it's implemented with the chakra, the first step to breaking old habits is creating awareness around the bad habit, as well as creating awareness around an issue that we are holding in a specific chakra. Once we are aware of the problem behavior or bad habit, we can then work in changing that behavior or respond differently. That's the big thing and stuff. If you always go, if you always order, grapefruit juice at lunch and stuff, try making it up and stuff. You know, a good glass of cold water with a lemon or a lime in it and stuff is a good change, and you'll see how the chemistry really works out. Modifying our approach into a recurring problem, we are actively engaged with changing old patterns that no longer work. When practiced long enough and with consistency, we clear out old patterns and beliefs held in specific chakras. Yoga is another good thing to do. While there are many forms of yoga, the most commonly practiced one is asana, the series of physical postures and breathing exercises aimed at strengthening us physically, mentally, and spiritually. The purpose, this particular form, is a program of physical postures that provide physical strength and stamina and are designed to create awareness and connection with the body through movement. This particular yoga is a great tool for self-transformation on various levels, both the physical, mental, and spiritual level. How it's implemented: through physical exercise and breathing, we connect the mind with the tissue of our body. A variety of yoga postures help open various locations within the body, which brings awareness and balance to the chakra. When practicing this particular form of yoga, we move the body into different physical postures and then hold those poses for a set period of time. At the same time, we control our breathing in different ways, helping energy circulate throughout the body and cultivating mindfulness. There are different yoga styles, some of which can be particularly useful in balancing the chakras. Kundalini yoga, for example, uses specific physical poses, chanting, breathing techniques, and meditation to try to awaken the kundalini energy that moves through our chakras. More advanced yoga pictures and posters and postures have a higher risk of not performing what you want to do, and should be done with the support and the guidance and all. Crystals are used to draw out and redirect energy, as well as to develop the strengths associated with a particular stone. They are also used to rebalance and heal. Working with crystals and stones help us energize with the natural energy, earth, to nourish our strengths and gifts. It also helps us to release what no longer serves us, taps into our gifts, restores balance, heal, and elevates the consciousness. Crystals can be used in many ways to address this. There are many ways to use crystals. One common way is to just keep a small crystal in your person, whether it's worn as a pendant, earring, bracelet, or carried in your pocket. Carrying a crystal on your body keeps the energetic frequency resonating with you throughout the day. Another way to work with the stones, especially when doing chakra healing, is to lie down on a comfortable spot, place chakra-specific crystals on their particular chakras, and allow yourself to meditate or simply clear your mind while the stone amplifies what you are currently working on. Whether it is to release something from the certain chakra, cultivate your gifts, break patterns, or work towards another goal. Another great way is to use crystals is to hold them in your left receiving hand during meditation so you can receive the benefits and the healing vibration of the crystal itself. Everything is energy vibrating at its own particular frequency. Crystals, too, each have their own particular vibration and purpose. But choosing one that helps with your certainty, you will have it a great way. Essential oils, again, how it's implementing to help the chakra. Apply five to six drops of a particular essential oil to a certain chakra can ground, center, release, and open it. Mix a few drops of your selected essential oils in a carrier oil and apply the chosen oils with a cotton ball or massage them into the chakra directly. And that would work out well. Food, again, stay away from the sugar, the white flour, the salt. Go as whole food and natural as possible. And again, Reiki is very good at this, maintaining a daily balance and keeping things in balance. Well, that's all the time we have today for our show. Please join us next week when we're going to have a very interesting guest. And just look on our website and stuff to get more information about that. Until then, this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimosa Flemington, and have a great rest of the day.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was...
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we have called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141.